Congressman, just a couple quick questions. The first one, I heard you address this actually in your comments today, and that is in regards to research for renewable fuel research in your farm bill. You didn't quite put as much money in there as I think USDA was looking for, and I just wonder if you could make a comment about that and maybe why.
We didn't want to overdo it, number one. Number two, we're somewhat limited by the amount of offset we were going to get out of H.R. 6. So we kind of had to prioritize where the money went and so forth. And we also brought in this CLIA deal on the research, you know, where we try to get more coordination and more avoiding duplication and so forth. So we feel like what we have put in there for research is going to be adequate to do what we need to do. If we just make sure we don't have people overlapping and you know, get the people structured so they're all doing their part and then they're talking to each other. So the other part of this research thing is that we've had this trouble with appropriators on CHIMPS, if you know what that is, changes in mandatory programs, where they, if we put a bunch of research money in 2002 and they capped it and then stole the money and spent it on something else. So there was some concern that if we put a big, huge amount of money in there, the appropriator just might take it anyway. So we had a discussion with the appropriators, and I think they're pretty much bought into leaving us alone on that. And you know, we'll see. If there needs to be more money put into research, that doesn't mean we can't. We did take research up one time separate from the Farm Bill. We could do that if it needs to be, so we'll see.
Is the money for research, especially for cellulosic ethanol, is that supported by the city people?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So you won't, on that, you won't have as much trouble if you need to increase it down the road?
No, I think that the people in the city and the suburbs, this is the place in agriculture where they support us the most. And I don't think we can overdo it. I mean, I really think if we brought in a bill that's just focused on that area, we're going to get tremendous support from all over the country. So I'm not really worried about that. If we find we need to put more resources in, I think we'll be able to find them, you know, later.
Do you see in Washington, D.C., a continued or any problems with the whole food versus fuel debate still? Is that, I don't know if that question's gone away yet, but.
You know, it's somewhat gone away. I think, frankly, that was ginned up by people that had some other interest. They didn't like paying these higher prices for these commodities, you know, and other agendas, free trade and so forth. That's kind of died off. But I think we have plenty of land and farmers to grow enough food and to produce the fuel. And we're going to switch to cellulose and bring land in that we're not using now. You know, I think eventually we'll use the CRP to grow cellulosic crops, and we'll get wildlife conservation and fuel out of the same acres, you know. So I think it can happen.
Thank you very much, Congressman. Appreciate it.